But traveling hurts. We mix up our words. We got a program and color design. We're talking the line.
This is Soundcheck. I'm Joel Meyer in today for John Schaefer. Pop music is filled with songwriting collaborations that began as teenage, even preteen friendships. Lennon and McCartney, Jagger and Richards, Simon and Garfunkel even met each other in elementary school over in Forest Hills, Queens. The group Hymns has added two more pairs of playground pals to pop music's roster, and as a country-fried rock group from North Carolina and Texas, they stick out a bit in Brooklyn's current crop of experimental Yankees. We'll find out more about their hometowns in a moment, but first, they're here to play live in our studio. This is the song NYC Nervous Breakdown, live on Soundcheck. The band Hymns live here on Soundcheck from their new album, Travel in Herds. We heard NYC Nervous Breakdown. We heard Brian Harding on lead vocals and guitar. Jason Roberts was playing guitar and singing backups. Matt Shaw on bass. And Tony Kent was behind our drum kit. We're going to bring Brian and Jason over to the mics, and we're going to talk about NYC Nervous Breakdown in a second, but you guys, we were just talking about Dirty Little Music Secrets just a second ago, and we're going to poke and prod both of you. Brian, do you have a Dirty Little Music Secret?
Probably tons of them.
I have tons.
You just have to pick one.
Well, it's actually our shared Dirty Little Music Secret.
Oh, that makes sense.
We're actually fish heads.
Huge closet fish heads.
The truth comes out.
Yeah, my cousin's the drummer, so when I was a kid, we were introduced, you know, to
like,
fish.
But not like fish heads, like we like traded tapes on
like that. Traded tapes, went to like 20 shows.
Bought books, read set lists.
Yeah.
Like
even camping out at festivals.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Man. Like, we were like 12 to, you know, 20, or to now.
Okay, well,
25
that's
shows.
That's a good one. That's a really good.
Yeah. That's a good one, right?
Dirty Old Music.
But they're good though.
Well, and okay, and
I don't regret it.
I could see that because you guys have a sort of a Southern flavor to your music. There's kind of some alt country in there, but it might be sort of like pop rock, like Wilco or Exile on Main Street era Rolling Stones, which is a very bluesy country classic album. Is it, you're talking in your song, NYC Nervous Breakdown, that New York is kind of a scary place. Is it a scary place to be like a country rock band?
Oh, I think it's a scary place to be a band.
I think it's a scary place to be a person.
Yeah.
What? Why?
No, not at all.
It's a very safe place. What's
Brian got punched one time.
Yeah, whatever. But I mean, that's our only dirty little secret. But, no, I just, you know, it was at a time where I was kind of having a hard time in New York. And it's actually a reference to a film called The Cruise. I don't know if you've ever seen that.
It's a documentary where the guy who leads tours on a bus through New York City.
Yeah.
It's a documentary about sort of his life. And
he actually
job.
Like coined that phrase, like New York City Nervous Breakdown. That kind of stuck with me. So
and so, and Brian, how long have you been here?
I've been here going on 5 years, maybe six, 5 years, 5 years.
And you both are, we referenced in the lead, you're both childhood friends. You grew up sort of near Charlotte, North Carolina?
Yeah,
about like 5 miles away from Charlotte.
Okay.
Yeah. A place called Harrisburg, North Carolina.
Well, what brought both of you here in the first place? Let's maybe begin with you, Jason.
Well, I actually went to school in North Carolina for recording and production, and the last semester we had to do an internship at a recording studio. So I figured, you know, I could hang around North Carolina or I can go to New York and go to, you know, a really cool studio, you know. So I came up here, and Brian had been up here for a month probably at that point, or 2 months maybe when I got up here. But that's kind of what, you know, but I knew that I wanted to stay here once I got here, you know. I was ready to move.
And Brian, what brought you here?
My sister was here since, like, 85, so I would always come and visit her, and I just kind of fell in love with the place. And I moved here with my ex-girlfriend at the time, and I came here for music as well.
Okay.
So,
well, you at the moment, the band lives in Brooklyn, which is developing a reputation for a certain kind of band, I think. It's almost a genre at a certain point, Brooklyn band.
Yeah, yeah.
It'd be sort of kind of experimental or new wave. And then there's your band, Hymns. Do you think it's harder to be a band in Brooklyn or in New York being sort of a country-flavored band?
Well, I feel like there's kind of been not a trend, but kind of like a wave of kind of those kind of bands, actually.
Oh, okay.
There's like, you know, like
I mean, we definitely have friends and stuff who are the same kind of thing. That
we're like trying really hard to kind of, not that I hate the whole like kind of dancey, punky stuff in New York. I just kind of think it's a bit tired, sort of.
So, well, it's reverse psychology then.
Right.
Exactly,
by playing against type,
reverse psychology.
Stand out even more.
Like forever, we told people forever we were a New York band instead of a Brooklyn band forever because, we just didn't want that connotation. But I love Brooklyn.
We're talking with Brian Harding and Jason Roberts of the band Hymns. The album is called Travel in Herds. They're performing next Wednesday, the 30th, at the Knitting Factory at 9 p.m. Let's talk about your name. Where does the band name Hymns come from?
We were playing a show in Charlotte at a place called The Steeple, which is old church, which is now a venue. It's closed down since then, but
we closed it down.
But there's a stairwell, and
not a result of your
maybe, who knows? Who knows anymore? But
Attention Knitting Factory.
Hey, I think they're closing down actually. I heard.
Yeah. Well, we'll get into that later. Yeah.
We'll find out in a month. But there's a stairwell, and anyway, it just said Hymns on it, and I just love that. At the time, we were called Player Piano.
Yeah, we were Pensy Prep at first, and then we were Player Piano from the Catcher
in the Rye
Catcher
reference.
Catcher in the Rye, and then the Vonnegut book Player Piano.
Ah, okay.
Which neither one of us had read, so hopefully it's
So now you're Hymns, which in addition to being a name that is a little bit hard to pronounce because it combines both M and N.
Yep.
Does it ever cause any confusion? Are you ever mistaken for being a religious band?
Well, there's this band called HIM.
Oh yeah.
Who I guess is kind of big. So if I go back home and see my high school friends, I'm like, I'm in Hymns. They're like, wow, you guys are blowing up. I'm like, really? You heard about us? They're like, yeah, we saw you on MTV the other day. I was like, no, that's. Wasn't us. That was HIM.
But we're also, we're from the Bible Belt, and so our label and Matt and Tony are both from Texas. So we probably get asked if we're a Christian rock band
every day.
Every day when we're in Texas.
And what do you say?
No. we just say no. But
I don't know. These days, if you say yes, your career might take off.
It could. I know. It could. Yeah. Rock. Yeah.
We talked earlier. I mentioned earlier that this band has the unique claim of having two pairs of sort of childhood or teenage friends in them. You guys have played in bands since high school or college. Has the band always sounded like this sort of like kind of country rock flavored outfit?
Not really?
No, that's pretty new. That kind of started a few years ago.
Like 2005.
We used to be pretty like kind of like Weezer-y,
Radiohead,
Pavement kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So you can change you can sort of change the sound of the band a little bit, and that might help because you've known each other so long. Is it easier to play in a band because you've known each other since what, the fourth or the fifth grade?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, for sure it is.
Yeah, I think like especially when we're recording and stuff, Brian always has an idea, and it's very easy for me to translate it into, because like you know I co-produce the albums and stuff, and it's very easy for me to translate that because I understand exactly what he means most of the time, you know. Even if I can't understand what he's saying,
and I have no clue how to do it. So.
Yeah.
and so why the change? You basically you sort of sound like Radiohead at a certain point. You guys are very good friends. Why do you make the choice to sort of take a different direction?
I don't feel like it was very like a planned or a contrived. Mm-hmm. It just kind of happened. Like we kind of found like a Neil Young in the band, and we kind of like just loved that.
Just wanted something natural, you know. Like we don't. I used to use tons of guitar pedals and like made all these noises and stuff, and now it's like literally just a guitar and just playing. And it's kind of more fun to just have to rely on four guys playing instead of sounds and stuff, you know.
You want to play another song for
us? Yeah, I'd love to.
Yeah, okay.
Time Told Me is the next song. Why don't you guys go on and strap on your guitars? We've been talking to Brian Harding, the lead vocalist and guitarist for Hymns. Also there was Jason Roberts, the lead guitarist. Matt Shaw is playing the bass, and Tony Kent is behind our drum kit. The track that we're hearing, the song that we're going to hear, is Time Told Me from the band Hymns live on Soundcheck. Makes the scenery go. the group Hymns live here on Soundcheck. We heard the song Time Told Me. Brian Harding, Jason Roberts, Matt Shaw, Tony Kent. Brian and Jason joining us here at the mic for just a couple of seconds. You guys, you've lived now in New York for a few years. Why record your new album, Traveling Herds, in a on a Texas ranch, on the very, very outskirts, it seems, of Dallas?
Yeah, it's in the middle of nowhere. It's on a 65-acre ranch. But I mean, that started because our label is based in Texas, but I think it kind of makes sense to us because here it's when you're in a studio and stuff, it's so rushed and there's so many people stopping by. But when you're in the middle of nowhere and it's just the four of you and your producer, you get so much work done and you can really just be yourself. And we just made an album that without worrying about other things, about our apartments and stuff,
The record that resulted is Travel and Herds. We've been talking with Jason Roberts and Brian Harding. Matt Shaw and Tony Kent were playing as well, too, to the band Hymns. Thanks for coming on Soundcheck.
Thank you very much.
That does it for today's Soundcheck. Starting Monday, bear in mind, there'll be two morning news shows here on WNYC. You can still listen to Morning Edition or tune in to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji, 6 to 7 on 93.9 FM and 8 to 9 on AM 820. See our new morning schedule on the homepage at WNYC.org. Tomorrow on the show, she's adored by millions of fans who flock to her elaborate stage shows and octave-spanning sentimentality. She's also hugely detested. We'll drive and dive headlong into the paradox that is Celine Dion. And plus, the conservatory-trained rock band Via Audio performs live in our studio. Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Trudell. The program is produced by Brian Wise and yours truly. Our executive producer is Giselle Regatta. We also had help today from Alana Harper and Andrea Ambro. I'm Joel Meyer. Join us again at this time tomorrow for another Soundcheck here on 93.9 FM WNYC.